Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Here we are in a version of MotoWave. I'm going to show you some API or SDK stuff, software development kit. Everything's been set up as it's supposed to when it comes to Eclipse and the software development kit for MotoWave. Now, here's the problem and how I partially got this working. So in one example, I think it's this one, we have here a basically a debug statement that you can use, like, where is it? Right here. So if you're defining a class with a MotoWave, you have to extend study and obviously import it. From there, you can use an object to itself, this, and call the debug statement, say hello, whatever, or print whatever you want, which is fine. So, for instance, what was the name of that strategy? Or that's a study, okay? So it's called sample MA cross. So if I go into the study, go into examples, let's see if I got a better one. Oh, I'm sorry. My moving average. So right here. So hello debug. Okay. So I'll load that. And I'll load up a study first, the example one. So what I do is, I think it's this one, create. So now that's running. So if I come under view, display, study log, sample MA cross hello debug from sample MA cross, which I believe, or sorry, my move, is it my moving average? My MA, hello debug. So these are the two ones that I've launched, just recently launched. So I'm gonna clear it. Okay, so let me show you another example. So in this case, we have another study right here. I know it's a study because right here it extends, this class extends the study. Okay, so then I put in hello debug from sample MA cross. So I know that works. So now we have a strategy. And one thing you need to pay attention to is in the imports. So here we have this strategy, but it's extending the study one I just launched. So this one right here, but the strategy can now extend the study. And that's how you are able to embed the study, I guess, into a working strategy. So in this case, I've not changed it whatsoever. So when I launch this strategy, as in here, this one right here, create, and then activate, go back to the study log, you'll see here I've now got the study getting launched and the debug statement getting displayed here, which is fine. So now you may have noticed here in this study, my moving average, is this the right one? No. Yeah, so we're talking about the sample MA cross study. We're now trying to do something very basic, importing these files or objects, file writer and IO exception, to basically test if I'm able to write out a file called atest file one and see if it would write out the file of this name. Now, what I could do is let me try to see if I can add this. Well, see if I can do this as well. I haven't done this before, done this yet. So we're going to now also do a debug on the stack trace. See if there's anything that gets displayed at all. Okay, so now I have to rebuild everything. Run as amp build. And we have one error. Maybe I think. We want to E2String. Okay, so I'll print out the string of the exception instead, so that should get fixed. So run as amp build again. So we have a successful build. Great. So this is now in sample MA cross. So what we're going to try to do, I'll deactivate this. Now, I don't know what point I'm supposed to reload this for the new changes to take effect, but I'll try this anyways. Create, activate. Let's see the log here. So, hello debug, file not found exception, a test permission denied. Okay, so we are now making some progress here. So we want a new file. That should work. Oh, you know what? Let me see what we can do here. That might be the path is not, you can't write into that path. That's possible. Not sure if that'll work, depending upon the OS. So let me try this again. Okay, warnings, successful. And let me relaunch this again. Clear. Maybe if I deactivate. So if I do a study, display the log. Okay, let me try running this, close that out. Yes, relaunch this way. Create, activate. Hello, so there's no exception. So if I go into a, see if we get a, so there's our file there. That's good. So a test file. Okay, this is a test, cool. That's what we wanted to print out. Awesome. So now we got this working. Let's go a little dangerous and try to include the Jettis. That's the whole point of this. Okay, so we just want to look for a Jettis sample. Tutorial point I like. So, main. Not sure if this will work, but we'll give it a trial. Try. So this is a sample MA cross. Okay, so we were able to successfully do a file. So now we have to include or import Jettis. Now, one important thing is you gotta make sure you have the right Java file in your path or the library, like I do here. Jettis, so you have to drag and drop it in there if you're doing this. So let's see if this works. But in this case, I am going to do this debug. Take that out. Nope, that's going to stay in there. Okay, I'm going to do the same thing here as well. This dot debug. Let's hope this works. Now, I do have my Redis desktop manager running. This is the latest. I also have Redis as well running. So let me show you that here. Okay. So once again, we have to rebuild this. Run as, I don't know why that happens, the Eclipse problem. There we go. So hopefully there's no errors. 55 warnings, successful build, good. So now what we're gonna do, actually let me clear that just in case as well. Display log, study log. Okay, so that's cleared out. Now, I'm going to deactivate. Yes. Relaunch it. More examples. Hopefully, we'll see what's worked. Now, let's go into the view log. Study log, I'm sorry. Work. See, I don't know if this is. Oh, for some reason, I don't know what happened there. Okay, so we are now launching the strategy. What's going on here? It's not able to load up my strategy. I don't want that. Looks like it's somehow it's got messed up with the strategy. Example. Yeah, it's not pulling up the window. I have to relaunch this. Okay, let me pause and relaunch. So we got Motive Wave reset. Let me just relaunch this strategy here. There must be some kind of mistake or something. It's not launching a strategy whatsoever. Yeah. Something tells me didn't like any of that. Let's see if we even get to the point of nothing. So comment this out. Rebuild. Okay. That's successful. We just hope we can rerun this. There we go. So that is a problem. So if I go create, activate, view, study log. There we go. So it's back to business, but just doesn't like this Redis call. I don't know what more to say about that, but that's why we need more example code, what we can and cannot do with these Java. But it looks like you can at least work with a text file, which is better than nothing, I guess. Anyways, I'll go from there. Talk to you later. Hi everybody, I wanted to add in a new update. I'm trying to read and parse the CSV file, so I've got the code here. This is the file, some file named country.csv. Here's the actual code. So I've added it into the code that I've shown before in the sample ma cross.java. I relaunched the strategy as I've shown before, and when it works, you've created the CSV file, everything's there. Looks great. So, unfortunately, I might not be able to go through a database at this point using MotoWave, but at least I can use text files or CSV files. So, that should be somewhat okay for now. Hopefully, this will help you out. Talk to you later.